Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real As Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Taylor Yates
and Paige Yates.
In this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team. Hey, Mom, how you doing?
Good. What have you been doing with your free time, kind of?
And so far as I haven't. Yeah. So it's soccer season, and I am my son's soccer coach, and it's going well. You know, 8 is a real inflection point for a lot of these kids. It's the age where they really start to get it, and I spend a lot less time working on the basics of, hey, you are left defense. You're supposed to stand here, and you are right forward, so you're supposed to stand there. Like, the kids kind of get positions now, which makes it a lot easier. And then they're also getting tactics and strategies a little bit more. So
they've moved from what I call the B format, where everybody goes to the ball at once.
Yeah, the bumblebee, the B swarm.
To where they actually should be, which is forward or defense or goalie.
Right. You know, most of the kids, for example, understand that when your team takes a corner kick, you're not supposed to stand right in front of the other team's goal.
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to. We had a couple kids that needed a reminder where they would just stand next to the front post. And I'm like, you're just doing the other team's work for them, you know? And so, but it's fun. And then I love coaching my kids. And I think he likes getting coached. He's certainly better at soccer than I ever was. There's lots of stuff to learn. And I like to go on YouTube and figure out, like, how do I teach him whatever his next skill is and think of ways to explain that to him, which is not unlike our jobs, right? A lot of what we're doing in our jobs is education, right?
Right.
We're like, hey, this is how to think about this. This is how you get to the next step of whatever it is you're doing.
Taking information, packaging it up so that person can understand it.
Right. Although I get a lot at work, I get a lot less of like, I know, Dad.
Yeah.
So cool. We're going to talk about this week, fall foliage in the Greater Boston area. As many of you know, fall is famously beautiful in our region. And so why don't we talk about what makes the Greater Boston area an ideal city for experiencing fall foliage?
So what I like about the Boston area is the fact that you can actually get in a car and go like an hour outside of Boston and find amazing fall foliage.
Yes.
You can get in a car, drive to Stowe, and pick apples.
Yeah.
Right? And it's so easy to get someplace to see the incredible beauty as the fall is, you know, the leaves are turning yellow and orange and everything. You could actually go, and you can go drive and get to along a road or a mountaintop, and it's just like incredible. I went and showed a house last week in Princeton, Mass, and it was right near Wachusett Ski Area.
Yeah.
It was incredibly beautiful.
It's
incredibly rural. You can see the mountaintop. It was just amazing. And there were massive amounts of hikers going in.
Yeah.
Even at the end of the day, just to take a hike in this beautiful mountaintop.
Yeah.
So
I think what you are getting at too is that statistically, New England is the most forested region in the entire United States.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, right? I mean, it surprises, but then it's not surprising when you think about why. So most states that are also in this belt of good fall foliage have a lot of agriculture, right? And our soil is actually not that good for agriculture. We've got like a couple things here and there, but it's really rocky. Yeah, and clay, it's not great for, you know, it's not like from where you grew up in Ohio where it's like perfect for growing crops. And so since we don't grow crops here, a lot of the land just goes fallow and grows trees.
I think fall is one of the most fun times of the years in Boston because you've got pumpkins, you've got apple picking, you've got cider donuts, you've got fall foliage everywhere you look, you know?
Right.
You even have, if you go to the Cape, the bogs are all changing. So they have this burnt auburn color. So you can go in any direction you want in Boston and go, oh my God, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Or have fun.
Yeah, it's funny because people ask things like, what's a good way to experience the fall foliage? And the answer is just, whatever you are doing outdoors is fine.
Yeah.
You will get a different flavor of it. You know, Boston Common is great. Even where you live, like Concord, Weston, Lincoln. Yeah. I like to go canoeing on the Sudbury River.
Which would be beautiful. The trees are turning and it must be incredible.
And they drop their leaves on the river that adds this like cool extra effect.
Or even like Commonwealth Avenue with all the trees right before they turn all the lights for Christmas. You've got this beautiful fall foliage and it's just incredible.
Absolutely. Yeah. Comm Ave is great. So what does the greater Boston area's fall foliage season offer compared to nearby regions like the Berkshires or New Hampshire? I know you said people should go on day trips.
I also think that the fall is a really nice time to, if you can, go and do a weekend getaway.
Yeah.
You can drive up to Vermont, New Hampshire, and like you go to Woodstock and stay at the Woodstock Inn, and the trees are all starting to change.
Yeah.
You have a really cute little New England town. Mm-hmm. And you walk into an old inn, and it's got a roaring fire. And to me, that's what fall is about. Yeah. The air is getting a little bit crisper. Mm-hmm. You go a little further north, it gets a little bit colder at night.
Yeah.
And I just think there's so many places to see and places to go that, you know, even in the Berkshires, out to Lenox, it's just a beautiful, beautiful area.
Yes, I agree. But, you know, again, I don't think you have to go that far to get good fall foliage. And
not
that maybe
all.
That's what Boston has to offer is there's just the convenience. You could just drive down Route 2.
Right. Or out beautiful. Route 2. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to come back in a minute with a question from the audience and then talk a little bit more from there.
Did you know that Taylor and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today.
All right, here's a question from the audience, Paige. So since we're talking about the fall season, what is your favorite season of the year?
I think it might be fall. And I'm saying that for a couple reasons. Like the month of September, and maybe this has to do with climate change, but the month of September, it's kind of our second season for selling real estate. The weather's still nice. So activities like canoeing or kayaking or playing golf or playing outdoor sports is still really doable. As you move towards into October, you get this incredible festive season going on where you can do, everybody, no matter what age you are, can participate in some activity in the fall. Whether it's Halloween, whether it's, as I said, going to a weekend up at a New England town to see what it's like, fall foliage, cider donuts, Beacon Hill for Halloween. There's just so many things to do that everybody can do, which I like because winter, if you have a really little kid, they can't really ski and they're not playing hockey if they're two, let's say. Mm-hmm. Maybe some people have them playing hockey then and skiing. Mm-hmm. But basically, it's not a season for everybody per se. You have things that limit different age groups.
Yeah.
And the summer, it depends on what you're doing.
You want my controversial take?
Sure.
I love spring.
Oh.
The best day of the year in Boston.
And why is that?
Well, the joke is that it only lasts for a day.
Oh, okay. I think that's probably true.
Yeah, but it's a very nice day.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, here it's like, I feel like we go from this like deep winter, which is snow and ice and cold, to this like really muddy, kind of icky, and frankly, frosty early spring. And then we have this one beautiful day where everybody's bulbs burst and the trees flower and then it's all gone and it's summer.
Well, that's what's so nice about fall. You have September, October, and kind of a couple weeks in November.
Yeah.
And it's all about gathering and enjoying outside. And I think it's great.
Yeah. Thanks for the awesome questions. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be considered, you can send us an email at contact@yatesboston.com or slide into our DMs at @YatesTeamBoston. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you enjoyed this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok @YatesTeamBoston or on the web @YatesBoston.com.